Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out.
All right. Welcome back to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. And today, Shane is with us once again. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm here, finally, back. Been a few months. Been a crazy year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
2020 has been something else.
It has.
I'm under the false notion that once 2021 starts, everything will be fine. But I know that's not how it actually works. That's not how it works at all.
Yeah.
But anywho, yeah, we're back. I figured we'd talk a little bit of Star Wars for a minute or so and get back into the groove of things. Let's just jump right in. First off, happy birthday to Carrie Fisher today. It would have been her birthday today, so our princess. She's always royalty to us. So, so I guess one thing you and I kind of talked about the other day was Star Wars Lego Holiday Special was announced for Disney Plus in December. And I am so happy. As I think many, I really am. I don't know if you've seen the holiday special, but I've seen the holiday special. And I need to see it again. Because I'm not really sure what I watched.
I did not make it through it.
How far did you get?
I don't know. I remember some of it, but I don't think I made it through it.
Did you get to the Jefferson Airplane music video scene?
Yeah, that does not sound familiar. I just remember... I don't even know. Like some Wookiees and stuff. That's all I can remember.
Yeah, it's Life Day on Kashyyyk. That's the whole thing. So, which is basically Christmas.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm totally blanking on their names. Nala. Oh, God. I love their names. It's been almost 2 years, actually, since I've watched it. I didn't watch it last year. We're going to do another holiday special episode. It'll be fun. We're going
to
do a watch. Yeah. A watch along. We filmed a whole watch along a few years ago, but we didn't release the whole thing. We're going to do it this year, and it's going to be great. It's something special. And I'm curious as to if the Lego one will stay, because Lego is always goofy. So I almost wonder if they'll like keep to that, if they'll almost remake it. Basically just what the other one was, but in Lego form, and make it real weird. Or if it actually will be like a whole new story. That's what I'm curious about, really.
I feel like a whole new story.
You think?
I think. I don't know.
I hope it's goofy. Like I know people.
It's gonna be goofy no matter what, but I don't know.
I think it'll be fun. I'm excited.
It'll be worth it.
So, guess we'll see. I think it's December something. I don't know. It's like 21st or something like that. I don't know. I don't have the poster anymore. I lost it. So, but I don't know. We'll talk more about that as we get closer. We'll do another rewatch. We'll do an episode on the rewatch. We'll do an episode on the new holiday special. It'll be fun. It'll be a grand old time. So today, what is today? Wednesday, October 21st. We got a reveal at the Padawans in the new High Republic series that will be arriving in January of next year. So that's exciting. Were you able to take a look at this at all, or see any images?
Yeah, I read through it a little bit.
I think it'll be kind of. Go ahead.
Yeah. All new names and stuff, so it's hard to remember anything. But yeah,
it is. I had to like jot down some notes just to kind of keep it fresh in my brain. So if you guys haven't seen on StarWars.com, there's a section called Inside Star Wars, and there's an article titled "The High Republic Meet the Padawans." And it kind of goes over, I think, four new Padawans that are going to appear in the new High Republic series, which will be books and comics and I'm sure other stuff along the way.
Yeah.
I just got to give you a brief summary. I'll read you a little section of it, but it says Lucasfilm's multi-platform epic Star Wars The High Republic will turn back the clock to the golden age of the Jedi. That means, of course, not just the stories about fully trained Jedi Knights, but their apprentices as well. And just like any student body in our galaxy, no two Padawans are alike. I think this is going to be super cool. I know there's some young adult stuff. I know there's some all ages stuff. Just from the images and the concept art we've got, I'm really, really excited. You know, they use the term golden age, and I really think, I really get that vibe. That very classic knight in shining armor, medieval. I don't know the word I'm looking for there, but I get that very, I guess, golden age vibe, exactly the way they described it. Very, very classic, just knights and warriors type deal. And I'm really digging it personally.
Yeah, I am too. It's going to be different than anything we have before.
It is going to be different.
The different era, it's going to be different.
I think it's going to be the freshness that we need.
Yeah, exactly.
More than anything. Hopefully the stories are good, and I'm sure they will. They have some good authors signed on to do this stuff. So hopefully it goes over well, really. One of the Jedi Knights they actually introduced, he's a Wookiee. He's a Wookiee Padawan, and I'm going to probably butcher these names, but this is what I'm going with until otherwise told. So his name is Buryaga. That's a cool name if you say it out loud and chant it. Buryaga. So he's a Wookiee Padawan. He's described to be effortless ability to sense others' emotions, unlike anyone else. That's
intriguing.
That's going to be very interesting. So he's going to be able to feel if it makes you wonder if he's going to be able to feel if someone's like leaning towards the dark side. He'll feel that.
I didn't think of that. You would think about it.
Because like say he was around, you know, when Anakin was around, he would feel his pain and his suffering and his anger.
Oh, he would, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And maybe he would have been able to talk him down from this path that he was walking down, or, you know, I'm curious what they're going to do with that.
Seems like it could be that.
Because, I mean, I know all Jedi are keen to those senses and are in touch with them, but we've never really encountered a Jedi that is so in touch with it that it's effortless or that it's,
But think he's a Wookiee, so you don't think Wookiees are like that either.
True.
So he's the opposite of what you think of a Wookiee would be, which I think is awesome.
And at the same time, on that same note, I kind of feel like now thinking back on it in hindsight, you know, hearing this about Buryaga, I feel like all Wookiees maybe are kind of like that though. Because I feel like Chewie always kind of knows how Han is feeling.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he never, I don't know. Like there's plenty of times in the original trilogy where Chewie will just roar or something and Han will be like, oh no. Or, oh, laugh it up. You know, different things.
Yeah.
Because Chewie is saying something first because he knows how Han is about the situation. Even if he's just being sarcastic, Chewie can sense maybe what Han's putting out there vibe wise.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. He'll be cool. He's got a, his lightsaber, it's blue, and it looks like a sword. So think Kylo Ren's crossguard, but without the crossguard blade. It's just a regular crossguard. It looks like a sword, like a knight sword. And I dig it. I dig it so much. I want it. I already want it. The next Jedi we're introduced to is Wraith Sylas. This Jedi will appear in Claudia Gray. She's doing a young novel called Into the Darkness. Wraith's Jedi Master is Jorah Mali. Hope I'm saying that right. And they're a member of the Jedi Council. So Wraith kind of grows up on Coruscant, basically, around all these diplomats. And that's kind of, you know, the lavish lifestyle of a Jedi, if there is one. And he's wielding a green saber. So we'll have to do an episode on, you know, what the colors mean and how they might relate to these apprentices. But I like his look. He's looking kind of cool. I get a kind of a Obi-Wan vibe from him personally.
Yeah, I just pulled up the pictures. Yeah, I see that.
And his hilt looks kind of cool too. I like the intricate, like these hilts are pretty detailed. They're so cool. Oh, his Jedi robes are so cool. I love the way that V's on his... Looks very Anakin-esque, actually.
little bit of Anakin, a little bit of Obi-Wan.
Yeah, he's got the rat tail like a Padawan. I love it. Actually, I think they all do. At least the guys. Oh, nope. She does, too.
Does she?
She does. Oh, it's on the right side. So the next Jedi, actually, speaking of her, her name is Lula Talisola. And this Jedi, she will appear in the High Republic Adventures, which is an all-ages comic series. And she actually sounds really, really, really super cool. So she's basically all about that Jedi lifestyle. She just wants to be the best that she can be. She wants to be a master, right? Anakin wanted to be a master. That's what she wants. She's top of her class with a lightsaber. Can only imagine how cool that's going to be. She's loyal and compassionate. And I guess she has two very good friends in this series that we will come to find out who sometimes don't get into the best of situations and are somewhat mischievous. And that will come into play from what we are hearing. So, and she as well will be wielding a blue blade. I'm sorry. So she sounds like she might be a badass, and I'm excited. They all look so cool. I like she's got like a blue waist belt.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you notice all their belts or whatever are the color of their lightsabers.
Are they?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I wonder if that means something.
Whoa.
Or if it's just, you know.
That's a whoa.
I'm intrigued what that could be.
Ooh. I'm gonna ponder on that and get back to you on a theory because I know I'm gonna have one. That's okay. And they look cool, like they go with their outfits too.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know something else? Looking at their outfits now, so there's four Jedi. Two have green lightsabers, two have blue. The two blue lightsabers have white/tannish robes.
Yeah, I was going to say they're different too.
And the two wielding the green sabers have white and brown, like dark brown. Not even white. Like,
yeah.
That's interesting. Oh, I'm excited. I'm getting more excited as I look and really. Oh, I'm getting excited. These pictures will be on the Instagram and on our Facebook group. So if you guys are not a part of the Facebook group, join that. We have a Facebook page, Carbonite Crew Podcast, for the actual show. And then we have just a fun Facebook group called Carbonite Crew, a Star Wars fan group. So go ahead and join that if you're on Facebook. And follow us on Instagram as well. Those are the two platforms that we are on currently. Where you can follow us for news, memes, whatever you want. So, the last Jedi, though, that I want to talk about that they revealed, his name is Lula. No, I'm sorry. I already went over him. His name is Bel Zatifar. This guy looks like a badass. I'm going to be straight up about it. He looks like he's going to kick some ass and take some names. He's got this cool zombie-looking dog thing. Dragon?
Dog, dragon.
Kind of looks like it might be about to breathe fire with the way its neck is lit up.
It does.
Think about, like, it's clearly like a dog.
A dog with a dragon's head and neck.
Yes, exactly. Yes. He looks cool. He's wielding the green lightsaber. He's got a... His robes are a little bit less traditional, I feel like, than the others. He doesn't have the actual robe on, but his outfit is a little different than the others. It's kind of the sleeveless, sort of. I don't know how to describe that. It's a little different.
He looks like from the wild or something.
Yeah. He looks like he could already be a master. What we know about Bell, though, is he is the apprentice of the legendary Loden Greatstorm. Not sure how I feel about that last name, if it's really cool or really, really cheesy. Great Storm. But, nonetheless, apparently that guy is legendary. Bell will appear in the novel Light of the Jedi by Charles Soule, who's done amazing work already. Bell, he and his master, they're actually on a mission to keep peace and spread the light on a Jedi... To keep the peace and spread the light. They're on a Jedi outpost on a new planet called Elfrona, which is deep, deep in the Outer Rim. And he is actually one of two Jedi in the novel, the other being Braga, who we met earlier, the Wookiee Jedi. So apparently they are two very, very different kinds of Jedi, and their paths will cross, it sounds like. So I'm excited to see that. As I said, Bell is a, he will be wielding a green blade. Nothing too special about his hilt, just looking at him. Same with Lula's, nothing too crazy. I'm really liking Wraith's hilt and, of course, Paraga with the sword. So.
Yeah.
Their lightsabers are super pointy, too. Which, have you heard
that
on
might
the
podcast? Picture, but yeah, that is interesting.
I'm sure it's just the way the concept art's drawn. But yeah. If you listen to the show before, I bring up pointy lightsabers quite a bit because episode 3 just went crazy with the points. It was weird. But yeah, we also got a first look at Yoda. I don't know if you saw that at all.
The what?
At Yoda?
No.
Yeah, so Yoda will be, I don't want to say featured heavily, but he'll be featured in the comic more than anything.
So he is alive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I know there's a timetable somewhere of like how long ago this was, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But yes, he will be in it. That's what he looks like if you haven't seen. I'm showing Shane on our Zoom call right now.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Oh. Here's one. He just looks like he's from episode 2.
Yeah.
And then here's like him looking pretty dope. Already like a wise master with his white robes. So I'm excited about that. And it was announced, I think, today. And I'm not sure if it's an official announcement, but Frank Oz is coming back to voice him or something. Which now that I think about it, that means we're going to get something animated or... Right?
Oh. Yeah, they haven't announced anything like a show or movie or anything, have they?
Wait a minute. I gotta look it up now. I gotta take the time.
I was just gonna say they haven't said anything.
Oh, okay. Okay, that gets me for paying attention. Frank Oz is returning to as Yoda in the new Tales from Galaxy's Edge, which is the new Star Wars VR game.
I saw that today.
So that's what that will be, which yeah. I need a VR. So bad.
Yes.
So bad.
You should buy one. Come over and use it.
Well, I think that these games are going to be able to be played on PlayStation VR. I'll need to double check that. And I should be getting a PS4 soon, so hopefully it works there. And yeah, then we'll just be having parties. Facing Vader on Vader Immortal. Okay. But I'm excited for that. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So we have some really cool stuff planned in the next few months. I know we've been kind of gone, but we were lost in the Outer Rim and we're back. So that's the best way I can put it. I know we threw an episode in there 2 months after our last episode, and it's been 2 months since that one, but you know, it's okay. That last episode was awesome. It was with Lauren Mary Kim, who played choreographed Ahsoka's fight in the Clone Wars finale. So that was awesome. We plan on having many, many more guests. Maybe some returning guests. We shall see. But Mandalorian starts in less than 2 weeks. The holiday special is coming out next in 2 months. There's some cool stuff ahead for Star Wars. 2020 is throwing us for a loop, but we still have new Star Wars. Even whether it be in the new book in comic form, it's new Star Wars. And I will take it. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I got nothing right now.
All right. Cool stuff coming up in the future, guys. In the next few months. I promise. There's cool stuff coming. So with new guests on, with rotating hosts, I guess is a good way to put it. We're going to have different opinions on and different viewpoints, which will be fun and exciting and fresh. Some you may not agree with, some you might agree with. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If this video works out. Yes, thanks for being on, Shane.
Anytime.
Thank you guys for listening. Until the next time, may the force be with you.
See you later.
Insert something cool. Okay. See you guys.